Today we will discuss text 7 of the second chapter. Chapter 2 is entitled Contents of the Gita Summarized. We will first read the Sanskrit. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Karpanyadosa padasvabhava. Karpanyadosa patasvabhava. Karpanyadosa patasvabhava. Pichami tvam dharma samudaseta. Pichami tvam dharma samudaseta. Yat shreyasya nishitam bhuitamme. Yashreyasyan misitam bhuitanme. Sisyastyam sadimam tvam papanam. Sisyastyam sadimam tvam papanam. Karpanya dosa padasvabhava. Karpanya dosa padasvabhava. Pichami tvam dharma samudasheta. Pichami tvam dharma samudasheta. Yachayasya nishitam buitan me. Yachayatam nishitam buitan me. Sisyastyam sadimam tvam papanam. Sisyastyam sadimam tvam papanam. Read the word for word translation. Karpanya,
Karpanya
of miserliness,
of miserliness.
Dosa,
dosa
by the weakness,
by the weakness.
Upahata,
upahata
being afflicted,
being afflicted.
Svabhava,
svabhava
characteristics,
characteristics.
Pichami,
pichami
I am asking tvam,
tvam
unto you,
unto you.
Dharma,
dharma.
Religion.
Religion.
Samuda.
Samuda.
Bewildered.
Bewildered.
Cheta.
Cheta.
In heart.
In heart.
Yat.
Yat.
Vat.
Vat.
Shreya.
Shreya.
All good.
All good.
Syat.
Syat.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Nishitam.
Nishitam.
Confidently.
Confidently.
Bruhi.
Bruhi.
Tell.
Tell.
Tat.
Tat.
That.
That.
May.
May.
Unto me,
unto me.
Sisha,
Sisha.
Disciple.
Disciple.
Te,
Te.
Your.
Your.
Aham.
Aha.
I am. Sadi.
Sadi.
Just instruct.
Just instruct.
Mam.
Mam.
Me.
Me.
Me. Yeah. Tvam.
Tvam.
Unto you.
Unto you.
Prapanam.
Prapanam.
Surrendered.
Surrendered.
Translation and commentary by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Now I am confused about my duty and have lost all composure because of miserly weakness. This condition I am asking you to tell me for certain what is best for me. Now I am your disciple and so surrendered unto you. Please instruct me. Purport. By nature's own way, the complete system of material activities is a source of perplexity for everyone. In every step there is perplexity, and therefore it behooves one to approach a bona fide spiritual master who can give one proper guidance for executing the purpose of life. All Vedic literature advises to approach a bona fide spiritual master to get free from the perplexities of life, which happens without our desire. They are like a forest fire that somehow blazes without being set by anyone. Similarly, the world situation is such that perplexities of life automatically appear without our wanting such confusion. No one wants fire, and yet it takes place, and we become perplexed. The Vedic wisdom therefore advises that in order to solve the perplexities of life and to understand the signs of the solution, one must approach the spiritual master who is in the disciplic succession. A person with a bona fide spiritual master is supposed to know everything. One should not therefore remain in material perplexities, but should approach the spiritual master. This is the purport of this verse. Who is the man in material perplexities? It is he who does not understand the problems of life. In the Birat and Raksha Upanishad, the perplexed man is described as follows. Yuva ita aksharam garhihya avitis vamaloka praiti sakepanaha. He is a miserly man who does not solve the problems of life as a human and who quits this world like cats and dogs without understanding the signs of self-realization. This human form of life is a most valuable asset for living entity who can utilize it for solving the problems of life. Therefore, one who does not utilize this opportunity properly is a miser. On the other hand, there is the Brahman, one who is intelligent enough to utilize his body to solve all the problems of life. Yat ita aksaram garhi vivitsa vasmal loka praiti sabramana. The Kepanas are miserly persons waste their time in being overly affectionate for family, society, country, etc. in the material conception of life. One is often attached to family life, namely to wife, children, and other members on the basis of skin disease. The Kepana thinks that he is able to protect his family members from death, but the Kepana thinks that his family or society can save him from the verge of death. Such family attachment can be found even in the lower animals, who take care of children also. Being intelligent, Arjun could understand that his affection for family members and his wish to protect them from death were the causes of his perplexities. Although he could understand that his duty to fight was awaiting him, still, on account of miserly weakness, his duty to fight was awaiting him. Still, on account of miserly weakness, he could not discharge the duties. He is therefore asking Lord Krishna, the Supreme Spiritual Master, to make a definite solution. He offers himself to Krishna as a disciple. He wants to stop friendly talks. Talks between the master and the disciple are serious, and now Arjuna wants to talk very seriously before the recognized spiritual master. Krishna is therefore the original spiritual master of the science of Bhagavad Gita, and Arjuna is the first disciple for understanding the Gita. How Arjuna understands the Bhagavad Gita is stated in the Gita itself, and yet foolish, mundane scholars explain that one need not submit to Krishna as a person, but to the unborn within Krishna. There is no difference between Krishna's within and without, and one who has no sense of this understanding is the greatest fool in trying to understand Bhagavad Gita. Karpanya dosa pata svabhava pichami tvam dharma samudha shita yat shreyasya nishitam bhuitan me sisyaste amsadi matvam papanam. Now I am confused about my duty and have lost all composure because of miserly weakness. In this condition I am asking you to tell me for certain what is best for me. Oh, I'm your disciple, and a soul surrendered unto you. Please instruct me. So, This is a very important point in our Gaudiya Siddhanta and in the Bhagavad Gita. Arjuna is approaching Krishna as a guru. And he says that, I'm bewildered. Samuda Cheta, my heart is confused and bewildered. By what? Karpanya Dosa, this miserly weakness. In text 3, Krishna mentions the word Hridaya Darbalyam. And Bhaktivinoda Thakura has enunciated four kinds of weaknesses of heart that devotees must conquer somehow or other with the help of a guru, super soul, or the Vaishnavas, guru, sadhu, and shastra. So now we have these four weaknesses of heart that Bhaktivinoda Thakura describes. The first, to be attached to insignificant petty things, tuccha shakti. There was one devotee who was quite advanced, but he loves cricket. He reads the papers and he watches the games and he knows every player and or every team and what the score is and everything, you know. Sometimes he goes outside and speaks with some people about cricket. It is a very innocent thing. It is not sinful, but it is tuccha shakti. It is a weakness of his. That's the first one. Tuccha shakti. To be attached to insignificant petty things. The second one. Then there is kutimati, which means the negative of diplomatic behavior, or worse, duplicity, cheating, crooked behavior, that Vaishnavas must avoid. Otherwise, their mind becomes absorbed in always going back and forth among its duplicitous lines, like a spider, he weaves a web. There is no time of relaxing about Krishna, because You have always to be aware of the political situation. How to deal with this person? What to say to that person? We should be straightforward to everyone. We should be honest even to our enemies, or to our so-called enemies. Then we have nothing to lose and nothing to hide, and our mind is very clear and we can think of Krishna. No. We should not be cheating, cooking, no cooking behavior, no diplomatic behavior. That's kutimati. And the third one is, then there's matsarya, which means envy. This is the big one, because kama, krodha, lobha, mada, mohan, and matsarya, the last one is actually the combination of all the first five. Interesting. It is like a rolled up in one ball. So that's really bad, matsarya. And the last one is, the fourth one, svapratishta, which means self-promotion and fame, position. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has described these in his Bhajan Sahasra. He quotes these four as a verse. Krishna has already stated that is what it is, Arjuna. This is your material problem. And Arjuna argued a little, but now he's saying, yes, Karpanya dosa svabhava. I'm afflicted with this svabhava. Therefore, prichami tvam dharma. I'm asking you to tell me about my duty. Samuda shita. My heart is bewildered. So please tell me, what is shreya? That what is beneficial for me. And I am becoming your disciple. So please instruct me, I am surrendering to you. So he's doing all the right things. He found an authority, someone he trusts, and he's surrendering. And he's asking Krishna, please become my spiritual master. The commentary of Srila Vishvanatha Chakravarti Thakur is describing the arguments that Krishna gives. Interesting, so Srila Vishvanatha Chakravarti Thakur is going to write lines between the Gita to bring it more alive. It's interesting that. So Srila Vishvanatha Chakravarti Thakur is describing the arguments that Krishna gives. Your arguments are so logic and expert. That's Krishna speaking to Arjuna. Your arguments are so logic and expert. You have already decided to beg. So, what is the need of me instructing you? You have already made up your mind. But Arjuna replies, the principles of Dharma are very subtle. They are difficult to understand. My intelligence is bewildered. I can't understand all on my own, so please instruct me. Then Krishna says, but you are proud, and whatever I say, you will defeat. Will all your so-called scholarship according to Shastra. So how can I instruct you? Then Arjuna says, no, prapanam. No more counter-arguments or unnecessary counter-arguing or on whatever is said. And then Krishna continues, he goes to the next verse, but how can I accept a friend as a disciple? We have a friendly mood. You don't have reverence for me, so it's better to approach Vyasadeva or someone you have respect for. Then Arjuna says, but no, no one else can help me. Interesting. Oh, Srila Vishvanatha Chakravarti Thakur, he puts lines between. And also Baladeva Vidyabhushan does that in some parts. And then that's based on all these lines between, then we have Purnachandra Maharaj is making the Gita Amrita. It's a longer version of the Bhagavad Gita with all these lines between. It's very interesting to hear that. So in this verse today we get a lot of advice that that's perplexity of life. That perplexity of life means we are not able to solve the problems of life. First, one has to know what the problems of life are. What are the problems of life? Maybe next month I will not be able to pay the insurance of my car. Or my son is not doing good in school. That are these the problems of life? These are problems where people are absorbed in the whole day, temporary problems. But these are not really problems. That solving the problems of life, the first problem is we don't know who we are. And that brings us in this perplexity. That's the cause of all this perplexity. We don't know who we are. Srila Prabhupada explains in the purpose. Some people are born and they die. All their life they didn't have any idea who they are. They are taking birth and they die. Srila Prabhupada says as animals. And unfortunately, most people are in this category in this world. Nobody knows who is confused about it. And or then they identify with the body. That and identifying with the body means entering a world of duality. If I say I'm a man, then I'm separate from all women. You're separated by accepting designations. That is separating mentality. And then that causes frictions. That separates mentality. And so many problems. And the problems that it causes entering this duality is these four weaknesses of heart, which Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes. It's Yeah. That's in to be attached to insignificant petty things. Some people are attached to so many things which are petty things. Yeah, it's given the example of being attached to cricket. So people have, all people in this world have addictions that some are attached to cricket, some are attached to eating nicely. But it's all losing one's time. It's all that I remember Srila Prabhupada once, he was on the road in America, and they stopped at the side of the road, and at the other side there was a man, and he came up, he was driving on to the security lane, or we call it the hard shoulders, he put his car there, and he's going out of his car. That's of course arriving. And comes out of his car, and there comes like a truck and drives straight over him. And there was the only thing you could see when the truck passed was some blood and flesh on there. Completely gone. His wife was in the car, and she started to cry hysterically. And Srila Prabhupada at the other side of the road, the devotees were waiting in the car, and Srila Prabhupada said, "Call me, just continue." And they continued driving, and like he was not affected at all about the whole thing. But then they arrived, I think, at the West Coast, Los Angeles or something. And you could see the old man were playing with balls and playing cards. And Srila Prabhupada became angry. He said, "Why are they wasting their valuable time?" By this man who was killed by this truck, he was not affected, but there he was affected. So they are wasting their time, that their valuable time of their life in human form is meant for self-realization, not for these petty things. It's an opportunity for self-realization. After many, many births, you get the human form of life, and then you are going to use it like cats and dogs. It's not good. And kutimati, diplomatic behavior. He said, a devotee is truthful. Krishna is in the heart. He sees everything that the devotee does, and Krishna, and the devotee is aware of that. Krishna is seeing me every time. So, and the devotee is higher, is beyond the position of a Brahman. A Brahman, Sama, Tamas, Tapas, Charsham. Is a devotee. A Brahman controls his senses. Controls his senses, is clean. He gives charity, or does austerity. I think it's Aryavam. Is honest, straightforward in everything he does. That's a Brahman. Is not, he will call a thief a thief. See that in Srila Prabhupada's preachings. Many times he was very straightforward, that not afraid to say the truth. That so, because this diplomatic behavior means you tax your brain always with trying to understand the consequences in terms of benefit or the opposite. And get disadvantage. It's politics. And Kshatriyas, they have a different nature. They must be diplomatic. That's politics. That's for the Kshatriyas. But the Brahmins, it's a different nature. It's in goodness. They are always straightforward. Say the truth. The truth always. Because it's an important quality. Because only when one is straightforward saying the truth, then one is honest with oneself and comes to internal peace. Otherwise, it's always a battle. That's profit calculation in dealings with others. Be diplomatic. Of course, you have the Varnashram and a Vaishnav, a merchant. He can, in his, when he does his duty, he cannot be, he must be diplomatic, he must be cheating. That Srila Prabhupada gave a definition of business is cheating. That the merchant says, yeah, you can have it without profit, for you I will not make profit, but how can he live if he does not make profit? It's a lie. But that's permitted for the Vaisha. But the devotees, they are straightforward in their dealings. And then there's Matsarya, envy. It's the quality of the devotee to be free from envy. Because envy is related to the Bodhi concept of life. Envy is based on the idea of I and mine. This belongs to me. And I'm sorry because he has more, he's going to enjoy more than me. And envy comes. But the Krishna consciousness is the opposite of that. Krishna consciousness means understanding everything belongs to Krishna and everything is for Krishna's enjoyment. So I'm not the enjoyer. There's no question of envy. Because nothing is mine, nothing is to enjoy for me. My enjoyment, the enjoyment of a devotee, is to give Krishna enjoyment. And that's contrary to the material principles. No. Spiritual platform, 1 minus 1 is 1, 1 plus 1 is 1. So, if you serve Krishna, and Krishna enjoyed, you will enjoy. If you serve on the material platform, some boss here, then you will suffer. Because you are asleep. You are exploited by the boss. That's a different concept. Acting spiritually is without envy. We are here, we got this body because we became envious of Krishna. That's why we get this body. And why but this body is condemned. And if we think we have this body, we are also condemned. But when we come to our real position of self-realization, it means I'm a servant of Krishna. Then one becomes absorbed in the service and forgets completely about the body and all this world, which is Dukkalaya Mashasvatam. And the last one is Pratishtha, self-promotion, fame, position, honor. Honor for what? There's nothing to be honored for in this world. it's false prestige. It's thinking oneself, I'm the doer. In the 16th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, there is the whole promotion of the demoniac. I have so much today, and I will get more and more according to my schemes. He's my enemy. I will kill him. And I will enjoy. Yes, I'm the enjoyer. I'm the controller. And I will give charity. I'm a good person. And I will get honor for that. I will rejoice. So that's the demoniac. That self-promotion and fame. Position. Be proud of all one's designations in this world. We see that many times people are afflicted by it. Start to talk with someone and then they will show all what they have done and be proud of it. These are these weaknesses of heart, based on I and mine identifying with the body. And that's the real problem of life. People do not know who they are. They think they are the body. An animal must think, has no choice, I'm the body. But we have a choice, we can come out of that and understand our real position. Understand that we are the fuel in the machine, the fuel in the body, the fuel in the car. That's the soul, the consciousness. And that's different from the car. The car will break down, but if the car breaks down, we go out of the car and we get another one. that's our reality. But this perplexity is so deep, especially the identification of the mind, thinking that I'm the thinking, feeling, willing. But Krishna consciousness is very powerful. If we chant and read sufficiently, then we will make spiritual advancement. Sometimes we will feel that our consciousness is higher. The next day is coming down again, and then the next day is down, and then the day after is going up again, then down and up. It's going up and down constantly, that our consciousness. But by practice of Krishna consciousness, gradually, you feel that after some time, you come a little up, you come down, up, down, but then, you see, after some years, you were thinking that this was normal, but then normal has become a little higher. And so we make spiritual gradual advancement. We become a little more detached. That and so gradually we go up. That liberation may not still be far away, but we go up. We become more self-controlled, more tolerant, more detached, more attached to Krishna. Then that's the power of Krishna consciousness practice. And by that, gradually we come to realize that we are in this body. We are not this body. That in the beginning the awareness is very weak. But gradually becomes more firm. And at the end you don't become disturbed by anything anymore. That and then you can't gradually control over mind, body, mind and senses. That and that's the normal situation. It's abnormal that we cannot control the mind, that the mind is controlling us. And Maya, all perceptions of the material energy comes from the mind. That's Maya's power, the mind. And Maya overpowers us. But if you think of Krishna, then we are like not on the mental platform. We are not really using the mind as an energy. Become spiritualized. That and by that we are out of the clutches of Maya. If we always think of Krishna, Maya cannot touch us. That Maya makes us think that all these relations with family, friends and so on, they are so important, but soon it's all gone. All these relationships, also with devotees, you may never meet them again, certainly not in this form, because even if we would meet them in the spiritual world, we will have a different form, they will have a different form. Then, who knows? So it's all these relationships are useless. But they become useful if we cooperate in these relationships to please Krishna. That will be in our advantage in our next life and next lives, even up to liberation afterwards. That this is when we straightforward, he sees that he can say the truth. When we identifies with the body, it cannot be really truthful, because the falsity is in his mind. He identifies with the body. How can you be truthful? Truthful means to be Krishna conscious and understanding what's favorable for Krishna consciousness and unfavorable. That's the beginning of being truthful. So Arjuna has also this problem. He sees his family members and Bhishma Dev. How can I kill my guru? How can I kill my grandfather? But they have lost their position of guru or grandfather, because they transgressed all the codes of religion, so they lost their respectability. But Arjun thinks, no, I'm still going to respect him as my guru, as my grandfather. Because he's bewildered. He cannot see what real dharma is, what his real duty is. His duty is to follow the order of Krishna. Our duty is to follow the order of Krishna. Do what Krishna wants. That's our duty. That's dharma. But now we cannot understand what Krishna wants from us, because we are in that situation of perplexity. Therefore we need a guru, someone who is self-realized, who is beyond modes, and he can help us. You need this help. If you are in a deep well, you need someone who is giving you a rope to pull you out. That's the same thing. You need a guru to explain, because a guru is tattva darshina. He sees the truth. He can tell you the truth because he sees the truth. We don't know. You are just bewildered. That Srila Prabhupada was on a walk somewhere, and Giraj Maharaj was with him. Srila Prabhupada was making some philosophical point. Then Giraj Maharaj said, "Thank you, Prabhupada. Now I understand. I was in Maya." Srila Prabhupada looked at him and said, "You are always in Maya." So that's our position. We are always in Maya. Unless we are full Krishna consciousness, we are in Maya. That's Maya is everywhere. Our body is Maya. It's made out of material energy. So with this intelligence, you cannot understand Krishna, because it's material and Krishna is spiritual. But it's by unalloyed devotion which comes from the soul we can start to understand. That's how it works. Surely we start to understand our position, where we are. This perplexity. Come out of perplexity. Guru, sadhu and shastra. These are the three who brings us out. And that, self-realized devotees, advanced devotees, and the guidance of the scripture. It's always acting according to the scriptures. Remember Krishna's instructions in Bhagavad Gita. Remember the spiritual master's instructions who guides us how to bring them in practice. By that we come godly out. So we have received this opportunity. We have this Bhagavad Gita. We have come in contact with Srila Prabhupada. It's a great opportunity that we just have to engage in devotional service with sincerity, is engaging Srila Prabhupada's mission. And Krishna will help us. Of course, we have to be patient. This world, everyone wants everything immediately. But that does not work. We are so deep in that perplexity. so many lifetimes. And so we have done millions of years to come to this human form of life. So many births. Now we want to come out immediately. No, it takes some time to recover from a foreign nature, Srila Prabhupada says. That dormant love of Krishna is in our heart. We have just to reawaken it. That by the process of watering the root, by chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So that's the essence of this verse, and Srila Prabhupada said in the purport. Are there any questions? Comments?